The owner of one scant young nose, gnawed and mumbled by the hungry cold as bones are gnawed by dogs, stooped down at Scrooge's keyhole to regale him with a Christmas carol. But at the first sound of "God bless you, merry gentlemen, may nothing you dismay," Scrooge seized the ruler with such energy of action that the singer fled in terror, leaving the keyhole to the fog and even more congenial frost.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Saviour was born on Christmas Day to save poor souls from Satan's power which had long time gone astray.
And it's tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. And it's tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
The shepherds at those tidings rejoiced much in mind, and left their flocks a-feeding in tempest storms of wind. And straight they came to Bethlehem, the Son of God to find.
And it's tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. And it's tidings of comfort and joy.
As you may have noticed, either, and usually for him, Dickens' memory was playing him false, or he chose deliberately to change the words, since the opening of the carol is not, as Dickens has it, "God bless you, merry gentlemen, may nothing you dismay," but "God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay." And for the modern listener or caroller, there's a further complication. Aided and abetted by Dickens' misinterpretation, the comma in the first line has slipped one word. It's not "God rest you, comma, merry gentlemen." It's "God rest you, merry, comma, gentlemen." The word "rest" being used in its archaic sense of stasis, of keeping. So what is a carol? Its original meaning, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, derives from the old French word carole, which meant a ring dance with accompaniment of song, a ring of men or women holding hands and moving round in dancing step. Many carols are the product of the Victorian age and later, but there are a few, including "God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen," whose history is much longer. One of the earliest of these is the beautiful Mixolydian Wexford Carol, otherwise known as "Good People All This Christmas Time." Listen out for those wonderful flattened sevenths.
Good people all this Christmas time, consider
with Mary, holy, we should pray to God.
Because of their association with the round dance, and hence the corporeal, the sensual, and heaven forfend the pagan, like Scrooge, the Puritans took a very dim view of carolling, and indeed of Christmas in general. In some ways, you can see their point. If earthly joy is not your thing, then Christmas and carolling are definitely a no-go area.
I saw three ships come sailing in
on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
I saw three ships come sailing in
on Christmas Day in the morning.
And what was in the ships all three
on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day?
And what was in the ships all three
on Christmas Day in the morning?
Our Saviour Christ and His Lady
on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
Our Saviour Christ.
On Christmas Day in the morning,
they with us sailed the ships all three.
On Christmas Day, on Christmas Day,
they with us sailed the ships all three.
On Christmas Day in the morning,
oh, they sailed into Bethlehem.
On Christmas Day, on Christmas Day,
oh, they sailed into Bethlehem.
On Christmas Day in the morning,
and all the bells on earth shall ring.
On Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
Divine enfant, joie, amour, raisonnez les êtres. Il est né le divine enfant, chantant tous en avènement.
Depuis plus de 4000 ans, nous le promettent les prophètes. Depuis plus de 4000 ans, nous attendions cet heureux.
Il est né le divine enfant, joie, amour. Il est né le divin enfant, chantant tous en avènement. Ah, qu'il est beau, qu'il est charmant, ah, que ses grâces sont parfaites. Ah, qu'il est beau, qu'il est charmant, il est tous en divin enfant.
Two carols there that have definitely OD'd on joy and dance. So far, I haven't differentiated between the British carol and its French near relative, the Noël. There's been a fairly lively cross-channel trade between the carol and the Noël, mostly in terms of melody, but there has been some text involved as well. Here's a fairly spectacular example. A French Noël transformed by John Gay for his Beggar's Opera into what is a definitely secular British drinking song.
Every class, for wine inspires us and fires us with courage, love and joy. Women and wine should life employ. Is there aught else on earth desirous? Fill every glass, for wine inspires us and fires us with courage, love and joy. Women and wine should life employ. Is there aught else on earth desirous? Fill every glass, for wine inspires us and fires us with courage, love and joy.
Abandoning the ghost of Christmas past for the ghost of Christmas present for just a moment, but staying in the spirit of John Gay and satire, here's Tom Lehrer's rather jaundiced but extremely funny take on the joys of the contemporary festive season.
Christmas. Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill the cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306, a T, a 4. Relations, sparing no expense'll, send some useless old utensil, or a matching pen and pencil, just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
Yes, maybe we'll be better off sticking with the Ghost of Christmas Past. Of course, the carolers didn't have a monopoly on all the good music. The famous Anonymous wasn't the only composer to be attracted to texts about Christmas. Here's one of my favourite examples. Words that deal with the numinous heart of Christmas and have been set by composers from William Byrd through to Peter Maxwell Davis. O magnum mysterium et admirabile sacramentum. O great mystery and wonderful sacrament, that animals should see the newborn Lord lying in a manger. Blessed is the Virgin whose womb was worthy to bear Christ the Lord. Alleluia. This particularly beautiful setting is by Victoria. He dressed himself all in his best and at last got out into the streets. The people were by this time pouring forth, as he had seen them with the ghost of Christmas present, and walking with his hands behind him, Scrooge regarded every one with a delighted smile. He looked so irresistibly pleasant, in a word, that three or four good-humoured fellows said, "Good morning, sir, a Merry Christmas to you." And Scrooge said often afterwards that of all the blithe sounds he had ever heard, those were the blithest in his ears. Merry Christmas to you.
Tomorrow shall be my dancing day. My word, my true love, it's a chance to see the legend of my play. And call my true love to my dance. Sing, oh my love, oh my love, my love, my love. Was I knit to man's nature? Pour my true love to my hands. Sing, oh my love, my love, my love. What have I done for my true love? In manger laid and wrapped I was. Very poor, this was my chance. Betwixt an ox and a silly poor ass. Oh, my love, my love, my love. What have I done for my true love? Tomorrow shall be my dancing day. My good, my true love, it's a chance to see the legend of my play. Call my true love to my dance. Sing, oh, my love, oh, my love.